In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. God remembered Noah and all the beasts and all the cattle that were with him in the ark.
On the morning of the third day, there were thunders and lightnings and a thick cloud upon the mountain and a very loud trumpet blast, so that all the people who were in the camp trembled. Then Moses brought the people out of the camp to meet God, and they took their stand at the foot of the mountain.
And God spoke all these words, saying, I am the Lord your God, who brought you out of the land of Egypt, out of the house of bondage. You shall have no other gods before me.
The eternal God is your dwelling place, and underneath are the everlasting arms.
Behold, God is great, and we know him not. The number of his years is unsearchable.
Extol the Lord our God, and worship at his holy mountain. For the Lord our God is holy.
Gracious is the Lord, and righteous. Our God is merciful.
Turn to me and be saved, all the ends of the earth, for I am God, and there is no other.
Who is a God like thee, pardoning iniquity and passing over transgression for the remnant of his inheritance?
He does not retain his anger forever, because he delights in love.
He will again have compassion upon us.
For God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have eternal life.
God is spirit, and those who worship him must worship in spirit and truth.
God is love, and he who abides in love abides in God, and God abides in him.
My God will supply every need of yours according to his riches in glory in Christ Jesus.
To our God and Father be glory forever and ever. Amen.